Hey everybody, what's up? It's your girl Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar, and you're listening to episode podcast number 9 of Tamar Talks Radio. I am so excited you are here listening to me. The numbers have gone up. You guys have either been spreading the word or something's been going on because now people are really tuning in and I really appreciate it. I'm going to start giving some personal shout out to some loyal listeners, so stay tuned for hearing your name possibly on Tamar Talks Radio. You guys, I mean, once again, we're coming to the end of a close of another year. It has been an interesting year. I wish I could hear some of your stories, what kind of year you've had. But once again, stay encouraged, stay prayed up. You know, that's what this Tamar Talks Radio is inspiration. So stay encouraged, okay? I have some events coming up that are free. Some of them are paid. I would love to see some of you guys there. One of them that I'm so excited about is this Friday, December 8th, is the 6th annual Kirk Whalum Christmas Concert at 7 p.m. at Texas Southern University's Sawyer Auditorium. I am so excited to sing some Christmas song and some inspirational music. Tickets are actually going and proceeding for some scholarships. So that should be fun if you are interested in hearing some jazz and some Christmas music and some gospel music with Jonathan Butler, might I say. I'm actually excited to meet Mr. Jonathan Butler and Kirk Whalum. What amazing legends, right? Ooh, fall in love with Jesus. Ooh, one of my favorite songs by Jonathan Butler. Yes, yes, yes. Kirk Whalum. Yes, yes, yes. There's three levels of tickets. They start as low as $30. You can get your tickets at ktsuradio.com. It is this Friday at 7 p.m. Also, on Sunday, I'm singing for the Texans Red Day. I'm so excited for us Texans. I know we haven't been doing too well, but hey, you know, gotta love our Texans, right? I will be singing at the Texans game, and then I'll also be singing for a free concert with an orchestra, might I add, at the Houston Christmas Festival, Sunday, December 10th. You can get your tickets at thehoustonchristmasfest.com. That concert is in the evening as well, but it's free, you guys. It's free, free, free. I'm actually singing a song that I've never heard before. I'm singing three selections, but one song is probably one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard, called Gloria. So that's on Sunday. And then on December 13th, Melodrama Boutique. It is a well-known boutique in the city of Houston. Jackie Adams is celebrating 15 years. That is very difficult to be in business for 15 years, and she has done it. She's a very stylish, iconic woman in the city of Houston, and that is at the Ensemble Theater. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com/melodrama.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar Davis. I'm bringing you guys an exciting guest. I thought to do something different for the month of December because I have some heavy hitter lineups for the beginning of the year, from music publishing to some more celebrity guests and some more indie artists and some, you know, innovators in the entertainment business and the education and the arts in general. So I thought to not make it so heavy and educational for the end of the year, make it fun. I'm going to start interviewing some family members, even my nephew, thought to bring some laughs and, you know, towards the end of the year and some grateful, you know, interviews and what we're grateful for. And so you can get some insight into my funny, hilariously funny family. And so today we're going to start off with my amazing husband. He is actually, you guys, the most funniest person alive. He is such a comedian, but he is an educator by trade. And I'm just laughing, thinking about him. And so I just caught him off guard, asking him some questions about what's going on in our society. And then I actually played a game with him to see if he can really spell, you know? So anyways, and he has a book out that you can purchase anywhere with a curriculum, an educational curriculum that goes with it. So any of you educators who are seeking some new literature for your classrooms, he is the person to know. You guys, welcome to Tamar Talks Radio, my husband, Mr. Arthur Grant. Hey, you guys, welcome to Tamar Talks. I thought we should do something fun today, and I invited my amazing and charming and handsome husband, Mr. Arthur, to the Tamar Talks radio station. Y'all, welcome my husband, Arthur, to the Tamar Talks radio.
Hello, everyone.
He's trying to sound all coy and all that stuff. You guys, we did not have this planned, so this is something that's just kind of off the cuff. You know, a new segment, Arthur and Ashley. So, babe, come on, talk to me about the Texans. What's going on with the NFL suspending Patriots tight end? What's going on with the Texans?
Okay, so, that's two topics. So, first, we'll talk about the Patriots. And Gronk getting suspended. Yeah, he delivered a dirty hit yesterday. That was real uncharacteristic of him. He's a awesome, all-time great tight end, but he hit a player after the play was over and the player was on the ground, and he lowered his shoulder into the player's head and gave the player a concussion. So it's warranted, you know. It's surprising that he would do that kind of thing, but it's warranted.
Was it obvious, though?
Oh, yeah. It's all over the news, ESPN, everywhere. Play was clearly over, and the guy was laying on the ground, and some of the players are actually walking away from the play, and Gronk just lowered the hammer and actually just dove on the ground on top of the guy. So it was real blatant. But he deserves it. It's warranted. You know, like I said, but it's real uncharacteristic. Of course, you know, Bill Belichick is not happy with him. But yeah, that was a dirty play. Dirty play.
All right, so tell us about our Texans, our Houston Polo. Well,
Texans is over. It's over. There's no other way to put it. Losing Deshaun Watson was our incredible, amazing rookie for those who don't follow the Texans. He won the national championship in college last year with Clemson, and we drafted him this year, and he took over the starting quarterback role in the first game. And up until the time he got hurt about 3 weeks ago, he left the NFL and touchdowns and yards. So he's a beast, but the young man got hurt, and we were already battling for first place when he got hurt, but we have sunk since then. So we can chalk this year. And then we lost two other key players in the game yesterday. So this season is pretty much a wrap. So it's all good, though.
All right, babe, you got to tell people, you know, we talked about this a while. We talked about the difference between an opportunist and taking advantage of an opportunity. Can you give some insight to what you were talking about? You know, what's your stance on it?
Well, I've seen the word opportunist be used negatively, you know. And, you know, after getting involved in your career and seeing some of the ins out, you know, you have all of the big wigs and the people that made it say follow protocol, you know, don't do certain things they consider disrespectful or whatever it may be. But it's to me, if you're hungry, you're going to jump at any opportunity you get that presents itself. I know, like I said, I told you, it's funny that everyone who establishes this protocol for the industry did the exact opposite. They were hungry. They stopped people on the spot, sang on the spot, showed up at offices. But now, you know, now that they made it, they're like, okay, we need y'all to follow the rules. But I think what I read about the opportunists and the negative thing about it is when you manipulate a situation negatively in your behalf. But, you know, I find there's a thin line between the move and of being taking advantage of opportunity and being an opportunist. It's a real thin line. I think it's about timing and tact. But like I said, what other time can you look forward to take advantage of being in front of a big CEO of a label or a production company? So I'm kind of biased with that word. You know, I don't knock anyone who's hungry and just trying to take an advantage and seize the moment that's right in front of them, you know, even though they get a bad rap sometimes.
Well, according to the dictionary, an opportunist is a person who exploits circumstances to gain immediate advantage rather than being guided by consistent principles or plans. I think what's so weird about that, it says the word exploits. Isn't exploits like a negative word, though?
It can. Yeah, it does have a negative nature to it. But at the same time, it says by guided established principles. Like I said, the people who establish these principles basically want you to wait in line, wait your turn, and just wait to basically hear back from these bigwigs. I bet you they have some amazing stories of how they actually got their break, how they actually got noticed, how they actually got that first telephone call or that first face-to-face. I'm quite sure there's some amazing stories of just taking risk and rolling dice, because you have to realize, especially in the entertainment industry, it's one in a million who make and actually make a successful career or blow it off, blow the top off of the industry with their careers. And I bet you have a conversation with someone that it's a conversation about them taking some risk and putting themselves out there, leaving themselves vulnerable. And you know, that's why I think that definition is two tails, you know. Exploiting, yeah, sounds negative, but you have to try to position an opportunity in your advantage. And so,
well, I think it's interesting though, because it back in the day though, which is why we're seeing a lot of stuff in headlines, you know, about these accusations. You know, of course we weren't born during those times, but when people were trying to get on, you know, I remember getting started in the game and going to LA and hearing of things called casting couches. So I think people have been taking advantages of opportunities, but like you said, it's how they take advantage. So I guess, you know, that's some of the things that me and my husband are doing, is doing a lot in the community and giving back by showing young people how to go about opportunities and being prepared at the same time. So y'all heard it first from my husband, Arthur. He's very knowledgeable. All right, well, before I let you go, it's Christmas season. Have you gotten any gifts yet? Have you gotten me any gifts yet? No. What's your favorite holiday song?
Oh, wow. I think, Mary, did you know? I think CeeLo made that my favorite song a couple of years ago. He just
Mary,
ripped that song.
Did you know?
Yeah, man, we're gonna leave that right there. But before that, I really didn't. You know, I sang all the songs on the Carolyn songs, but after hearing CeeLo's version of Mary Did You Know, that's become my favorite Christmas song. I can listen to that a couple of times.
Well, you have some good news to eventually share, but until then, you guys, y'all got to go and cop the novel that Mr. Arthur wrote called Devin the Seven Star. Do you want to give some tidbits on this amazing novel that you have out?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, the story of Devin novel is about a young teen superhero. He's actually an African-American character that's a lead. He's 13 years old and he discovers he has extraordinary powers on his 13th birthday. I say that it's a cross between The Goonies, an old school movie that I used to love from the 80s, and Harry Potter, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and Percy Jackson. It's like a hybrid of all those meshed one. It's action-packed. Devin and his friends, Maya and Jordy, they're all seventh graders, and they take off with him on his journey around the world, discovering his new powers and his new identity. And it's an action-packed story. The concept was originally designed to encourage young males, with the emphasis on minority males, to read. Boys already have challenge. Middle school is the challenging years as it is, but boys typically, you know, tend to fade in those years. And that's already an achievement gap of reading between females and males. But then there's a more inner gap between African-American males, more minority males, including Hispanic, and white males. So in this genre, there isn't any minority leads, especially a black lead. Teen superhero leads are not out there. And so I just tried to put together something that I would encourage young males to read. And it's kind of taken off on its own. So you can check it out. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Page Publishing is the publisher out of NYC. So the title is Devin the Seven Star. There's a trailer for it on YouTube. You can just Google Devin the Seven Star. Check out the trailer. And we may have some more good things to come. Let me know what you guys think. You can respond in the comment box on the YouTube trailer.
All right, you guys heard it straight from my husband. We did not plan this. This is the first segment of Arthur and Ashley. We really act sillier than this, but I had to catch him on the fly. So before you go, I want to play this one game. I'm going to ask you if you can spell a word, because he's in education and he's so smart. So let's see. We're going to put him to the test. Here we go. The word of today on Tamar Talks Radio is Xanadu. Go.
That's not even a real word.
Yes, it is. Go.
Xana. Okay, can I get a definition, please?
A place of great beauty, luxury, and contentment.
Z-A-N-A-D. I would say Z-A-N-A-D.
Oh.
Or U-E.
No, you're wrong. It's Z-A-N-A-D-U.
DU. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, you're close. Well, that's the word of the day, you guys. Tamar Talks Radio. Word of the day today is
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Yep.
Xanadu.
Xanadu. See, no, that's not a place of beauty. Okay?
Yeah, that's what that was. Is there some Xanadu right there? Y'all heard it live.
Oh, anyway, you guys say bye to Mr. Arthur.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it, Tamar.
Babe, tell people Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays, everyone. Be safe. Enjoy the time. Make sure you contact family. Tell them you love them. And, you know, it's not all about the gifts. It's just a season of sharing. So, you know, even if you don't have a lot of money to try and buy a lot of gifts, you can still share your time. And I'm quite sure people that really love you will value that more than tangibles. So, Merry Christmas.
All right. Y'all heard it from him. I bet not that he bet not live by that that tale of two cities. Okay. Anyways, thank you, babe, for being a part of Arthur and Ashley segment. Because you are Arthur, right?
I'm definitely Arthur.
All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed that hilariously funny segment with my husband, Arthur. He's so hilarious, you guys. He is even funnier. We have so many conversations, and I mean, we talk from marriage to politics to sports to what happened in today at work. I mean, we have all kind of conversations, and they're actually enlightening. So we have more coming your way. So don't forget to, you know, keep tuning in to Tamar Talks Radio. It is December already. Can't believe it. Don't forget to buy his book, Devin the Seventh Star. It is a really good book. And I'm not just saying that because he is my husband. It is a really good book, especially for young teens and young males. So get the book, Devin the Seventh Star. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can purchase books, you can get it. And please write a review. I think some people don't realize how important it helps artists, publishers, writers. When you write a comment, whether it is one word, two sentences, five stars, three stars, it really does help boost the publicity and the awareness of the book. So sometimes, you know, you don't even have to pay for that advertisement. The advertisement comes from you, the supporters, and the listeners. So please, 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 whatever you do, comment. Even if you just read the first chapter, comment on the book. So that's Devin the Seventh Star. Once again, I'm your girl, Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar. I so appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for listening and tuning in. I do have some Christmas songs that I've never released coming your way today, actually. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget to follow me on all social media handles at The Tamar Davis. And I'm giving away two tickets to see me in A Night with Janis Joplin as it takes back off on tour January 5th. We're going to Florida, Boston, Los Angeles, Texas. Ironically, we're not coming to Houston, but we're going to San Antonio. I believe we're going to some other smaller cities that you actually may be close to. So don't forget, you possibly could win some tickets, a pair of tickets, a meet and greet with me and some merchandise. It is posted on all my social media handles. Just tag a friend, say what city you'd like to see the show, and wait December 31st for me to announce the winner. I'm your girl, Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar. You're listening to Tamar Talks Radio. And get ready to hear some Christmas songs. This is one of my favorite songs, Drummer Boy.
They told me, but bum, a newborn king to see, but bum. Our finest gifts we bring, but bum. To lay before the king, but bum. Bum bum, rum bum bum. So to honor him, ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. And the sun.